Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is November 7, India, Victor Victor, activating the Fox Year Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater, which is located in Warrenton, Virginia, and which is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association. The repeater uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. My name is Brad, by the way. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for all licensed hams for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as communication practices and modes, radios, antennas, computer software, rules and regulations, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. Announcements coming up. Club meeting is next Thursday, the 14th of September, the usual location of the PATH Foundation building. And, of course, online in WebEx. And the information on both of those ways of doing the meeting are on the club website at w4va.org. Of course, the monthly breakfast is coming up on the last Saturday of the month, which is quite a ways away for planning, but that'll be the 30th of September, about between 8, 8.30, 9 o'clock, whenever you want to drag in there. And it'll be at the Fauquier Hospital Bistro, in the restaurant there in the hospital. Anybody have any other announcements they would like to make at 7IVV?
HTV.
Yeah, hi, Rich, go ahead.
Reminder that this coming weekend is the ARRL September VHF contest. For those participating with FT8, don't forget to switch to the contest mode. Do not send DB reports. Send grids. If you want, I can walk you through how to set that up. But generally, it's the settings, special activities, and you just make sure you check the NAVHF button, click OK, and you should be able to send the right thing in the contest. So see you guys starting at 2 p.m. Saturday through 11 p.m. Sunday. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, thanks for that reminder. I'd forgotten that that was coming up here. I knew about it, but it was in the back of my mind someplace. Okay, and I've got you logged in on the net tonight. Okay, let's go ahead and take check-ins tonight. We'll just we'll do a general discussion, I guess, with the VHF contest coming up. That would be a good thing to chat about. I know we've got a number of folks that will be involved in that, and maybe we can talk up some more participation among the folks. So, with that, let's go ahead and take check-ins. Any Echolink or mobile stations, call now.
K1RA mobile Union Station, in and out.
Okay, Andy, thanks for that. You got a great signal from Union Station. Enjoy the rest of your ride home. Okay, let's take regular check-ins now. Call in 7IVV, thanks.
K4SF, in and out. W4RKU.
Okay, we picked up K4SFT. You won the double match in W4RKU. Anybody else check in now? Go ahead.
K04EGC mobile.
Okay, I think there's somebody else in there that's trying to get in, but you just I don't hear any audio. And give it another try. And 7IV. Oh, by the way, Andrew, I got you. K04EGC. Anybody else trying to check in tonight? Go ahead. Well, okay, looks like we have a short list. Maybe everybody's melted. Just been too dang hot to do anything. That should let up in the next couple of days, and with any luck, we'll get a little bit of rain along with that. K1HTV, go ahead and take it away.
Thanks, Brad, and hello, everybody in the net. This is K1HTV, and focusing mainly on 2 meters, and then starting yesterday, 70 centimeters. Thanks to Andy. K1RA, I have a transverter. Used to belong to one of the KGP Grid Pirates, Silent Keys, and got that working. Need to be modified by Terry WHZN, who runs Directive Systems and Engineering, an antenna company you may have heard about. So he modified it. He also after he delivered an antenna for K4SFT. I had dinner, lunch with him and his wife, and after lunch he gave me the transverter that had been converted, plus his solid-state 70-centimeter solid-state amplifier, which I got on the air, and it worked fairly well. Propagation has been excellent starting last Saturday. We had propagation to Wisconsin, Illinois, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, Iowa. On Sunday, it opened up to Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Ohio. On Monday, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Alabama, Florida, and Kentucky. It's going through my log each day. And yesterday, Florida stations, and including a 70-centimeter contact with a WA4OMG in Florida, and worked three other stations on 2 meters in Florida, plus Alabama, a number of VE3 stations. Actually, on 70 centimeters, worked three VE3s, so conditions were excellent. There were so good stations up in New England, we're working down to Florida over 1,000 miles away. Just an incredible opening. This morning, worked Florida again on 2 meters. Everybody thought I was dead. I was getting spots from out in Illinois and Wisconsin. So the band was still not dead, and I would not be surprised if tomorrow morning we have some more propagation out to the west and south and northeast. So who knows? See you guys in the contest. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, thanks. And, everybody, all four of you, see what you can do about jumping in on the VHF contest on the weekend. Might be kind of fun. Go out and drive around in the rain. Actually, that's the thing. Tomorrow. Everybody go wash your cars. That should do the job. That usually is what makes it rain. K4SFT, Scott, good to hear you tonight. Go ahead.
Well, N79DD, and that's K4SFT. I was in and out, but now that you got me, I'll say that, yeah, I'm keep running into problems getting the shack together is always something. But, I met with Terry yesterday. He gave me some extra parts that have been left out of the 2-meter Yagi that he gave to me. I should say sold to me. But that was great. Once we got that all together and up in the attic and away from all the metal, it tested out at 1.0 to 1.1 across the entire range that it was made for. So I'm hoping to get that all set up with the rotator by Saturday. But the way things are going, that's enough. Anyway, thank you very much. K4SFT, back to that.
Okay, Scott. Well, sorry about the no comment, but I appreciate your comment. I didn't catch your in and out there. Kevin, W4RKU, what you up to tonight?
EBS test.
Stand by, everybody.
K1HTV, W4RKU, did you hear me okay?
I heard a tone. All I heard is a tone.
So you're not getting any audio from me?
Sounds fine now. I'm not sure if another station came on top of you with a tone, but you were clobbered. Either you generated by hitting a touch tone pad, if there's one on the mic, or somebody else was on top of you.
K1HTV, I have a feeling it may have been the former. That's the only thing I could think of, because this mic has worked well for the past month, so I must have, I was holding it differently, and I guess that's what I did. I apologize to everyone on the net, and I'll turn it back over to Brad and 7IVV. This is W4RKU.
Okay, Kevin, yeah, that was not a DTMF tone. That was just a pure carrier-type tone. Sounded almost, well, I don't know, sounded like it almost kicked up your FT8, but that wasn't it either. It was just a pure tone. And now it's fine, so who knows? Well, anyway, do you want to have it make any comments, or do you want to just pass her by?
Well, at this point, I figure I've taken enough time on the net, so I'll just turn it back over to you, Brad, and send an IVW4RKU.
Okay, well, we'll play the recording back later and decipher what it was that you actually said. Hey, 04EGC, Andrew, good to have you with us tonight. You got your comments for us? Go ahead.
Hey, 04EGC, hey, everybody on the net tonight. Just out getting the kids from activity there at the church, and so we're just having a good time on the mobile unit here. And amateur radio-wise, just been playing around with the SDR at the house. I don't know if anybody, I know we talked a little bit before about using the RTO SDR. That's been pretty good. What I've been doing is using that and then HD SDR for the software and WSJTX for decoding FT8 signals. And that has been pretty interesting. And it seems to be pretty effective for both for HF. Been doing some 7 megahertz decodes and 40 meter and all kinds of good stuff. So mainly in a north-south kind of pattern. And other than that, not much new to report. KO4EGC and 7IVV.
Okay, Andrew. Thanks for that. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at your record here on my log. Anyway, all right. Thanks a lot for everybody. Anybody want any additional check-ins tonight or rechecks for those few of us that are here? Go ahead.
Kilo Bravo 3, Alpha Romeo Zulu Mobile.
Okay, KB3ARZ, Bob, haven't heard you for a while. How are you? Go ahead.
Doing well, my friend, doing well. Can't complain. A little warm, but it's okay. Southern Maryland's warm. I'm in Indian Head, in case anybody wants to know. Quiet and peaceful. Waiting for some rain.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I think we'll cool off. I'm watching the satellite images, and it looks like we've got a front moving in. And whether it gets us any rain or not, I don't know. But at least it's promising cooler temperatures. My folks live in East Texas, not that we like to do weather reports, but what the heck. And they've had over 100 degrees there for the last, gosh, I don't know, 6 weeks or something crazy there in Texas. And that's really unusually hot. And it looks like the temperature's going to drop 20 degrees in the next few days. They're going to freeze. We're going to drop down, too, also into the upper 80s, so it'll be nice. But it's been real up and down, weird weather. For what it's worth, it is dry. I don't think anybody's out there building fires, but be aware that there is a general burn ban in effect. Also, Fauquier County has issued some advisories to cut down on watering and to try to reduce your water usage. They're not saying that there's an emergency yet, but it has been dry. And, you know, for those of you that have been around, what was it, 91? We had a real bad drought. When I lived down in Greene County, wells were going dry, and it was a real pain. So keep that in mind. All right, well, I guess we'll go ahead and call it tonight. Thanks for checking in, and everybody have a good evening. I hope some of you anyway, besides Rich and Andy, will do the PHF contest this weekend. I know Gil will be out there. He's probably busy working on his car tonight for getting ready for that. So we'll let him go. Okay, so again, this is N7IVV for the Faronet. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. If anybody has any questions or would like to ask any questions or send comments or whatever, you can send us an email at faronet@w4va.org or just general information, go to w4va.org. All right, this is N7IBB. Closing the Farinet, return the repeater to normal use. Have a good evening, 7-3.
This is K1HTV, just reporting. I'm seeing W1VD from Connecticut. Quite nice, good signal down here. Plus 8 from EFN 31 on 2 meters. So it looks like we have good coastal opening up to towards New England on 2 meters.
Whiskey 4, Victor, Foxtrot, Whiskey, connected to W4VA.
Grab W4VFW from K1HTV.
K1HTV, W4VFW. Hi, Rick. Was there supposed to be a net tonight, or am I off something?
It was a short net. It just ended a few minutes before you came on. So you snooze, you lose. You missed it. It wasn't very much of a net. I think the heat has got everybody melted. It was 101 here outside on the thermometer this afternoon. It just was toasty warm. So how was it down there in Irwin, Tennessee? Did you get the heat too?
We got up to 90 degrees. But that's it. Tomorrow's supposed to be low 80s. Then the low 70s, and they're promising in about a week 50 degree nights, which will be really good. I'd love to turn the air conditioning off and open the windows up here, but it's still too warm for that. Soon, however, it's getting light in the air.
Good. It's K1HTV. I just checked my weather for tomorrow, and it says the high is supposed to be 97, and we're supposed to have thunderstorms, so maybe a little some thunder boomers later in the day. Okay, and your weather down there, boy, sounds a little bit more comfortable, and it's getting even more comfortable as the days go by. We're supposed to have some rain on the weekend. There's a VHF contest Saturday and Sunday, and I believe we may get some rain, thunderstorms those days as well. Hope not, because the rovers need to get out there and hit the different grid squares on the VHF bands. You know, a couple of locals are doing that, and hopefully they have a safe trip. So, other than that, it's really quiet. Other than I've been doing a lot of operating on VHF. There's been some excellent conditions the past couple of weeks, some unusually good tropospheric bending going on out to zero land on 2 meters, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas. Was heard in Oklahoma. I had not made a two-way down there this past couple weeks, but it was heard a couple times down in the Tulsa area, W5LDA. Worked Florida, 3 in 1 day. Even worked one on 432 on the FT8 mode. And up into New England, up to VE2 land to Quebec, and it's just some super openings. Went on for days. Even this morning worked the Florida station. On 2 meters. So, anyway, that's I think it's coming to an end. We may get some tomorrow, but I think the thunderstorms will pretty much wipe things out. W4 VFW, this is K1HTV.
Okay, Rick, W4 VFW here. Well, it sounds like hell over there. No, it's going to be much nicer over here. I'm just waiting for winter. I've always done much better in the winter, medically, physically, mentally, in the winter. As soon as it cools down, I'm at 100%. But these days, I'm lucky to get out of bed. It's that way here. But I think after I talk to you, I'm going to go crash. It's very early for me. But I could go to sleep right now. K1HTV, W4VFW.
W4VFW, K1HTV. You need some geritol. Okay, about being kind of wiped out. I'm not sure why, but you're missing something. I'm not sure what's going on with you there, Rob. How's the how's the project coming along, the redecoration project? Over.
Tomorrow I'm moving 2 tables up here. I got my floor lamp done but not in place. I'm just too tired tonight to move things around. I should be completely done by tomorrow afternoon. And if you've got an email, I'll send you pictures of my beautiful new bedroom, complete with a wet bar.
Yeah, use my QRZ address. You'll see K1HTV QRZ address. So send me some pictures. I'd like to see how we've talked about it. And glad to hear it's coming to the end of the project, and then you can enjoy it. Well, take care. I don't want to keep you up past your bedtime. Got to get your beauty rest, and we'll see you on again, I'm sure. Take care, Rob, and keep cool. 74VFW, Irwin, Tennessee. This is K1HTV, lovely Amosville, Virginia. 7-3, good night.
Well, thank you, Rich. I truly think I'm going to bed right now. I just feel that way. God bless you. Have a nice time. Thanks for giving me the call. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Rich. Take care, my friend. K1HTV, W4VFW.
3, K1HTV, clear and monitoring.
Whiskey, 4, Victor, Foxtrot, Whiskey, disconnected. Updated weather information. Severe thunderstorm warning. Updated weather information. Severe thunderstorm warning.